This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the facilities and infrastructure in the national capital are being steadily strengthened and expanded. He said the projects launched today will strengthen the infrastructure, improve connectivity and enhance the ease of living of people in the city. He said the new metro station that opened today will provide a significant benefit to millions of residents of the capital. The Prime Minister said India is scripting a new chapter in women empowerment and they are playing an important role in the country's development. Mr. Modi also inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of Delhi Metro projects worth about 18,300 crore rupees. He also inaugurated two new corridors of the Delhi Metro. He also laid the foundation stone for three new corridors under Phase 5A of the Delhi Metro, covering a route length of around 16.1 kilometer. It will significantly enhance administrative efficiency while also generating monetization potential.
Delhi केवल भारत की राजधानी नहीं है, ये भारत की पहचान भी है, भारत की ऊर्जा का प्रतीक भी है. इसलिए दिल्ली का विकास केवल एक शहर का विकास नहीं होता, यह पूरे देश की छवि से जुड़ा होता है.
President Draupadi Murmu today said that India is moving forward with the idea of women-led development. Addressing the valedictory session of National Convention of Women Thought Leaders, Bharati Nari Se Narayani in New Delhi, President Murmu urged to emulate every aspect of women power. She said that women are contributing across each sector in the country, including from farms to space, from self-employment to the armed forces. President Murmu said the government is taking several steps to make women educationally and financially empowered. The president also urged Indian society to eliminate the stereotypes and inequality towards women. The second phase of budget session of parliament will commence tomorrow and will continue till the 2nd of April. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up a resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla tomorrow. The notice will be moved by three Congress members, Muhammad Javed, K. Suresh and Mallu Ravi. If the resolution is taken up by the Lok Sabha, Mr. Birla will not preside over the proceedings and instead, he will sit among members. Israel renewed its assault on southern Lebanon early today, reportedly targeting commanders from the Lebanese branch of Iran's Revolutionary Guards, Quds Force. The latest strikes came a day after an Israeli attack on an oil storage facility in Tehran. According to the Lebanese Health Ministry, Israeli airstrikes killed 12 people, including two soldiers in southern Lebanon. The deaths came on top of yesterday's toll of at least 47. The fighting has killed at least 1,230 people in Iran, more than 290 in Lebanon and 11 in Israel, according to officials in those countries. Six U.S. troops have also been reported killed. Amid the ongoing situation in West Asia, Air India has decided to operate 78 additional flights on 9 routes between the 10th and the 18th of this month to tackle the high demand for reliable travel options. In its advisory, the airline said these additional flights will operate from Delhi to New York, London, Frankfurt, Paris, Amsterdam, Zurich, Colombo, Male, and from Mumbai to London. In All England Open Badminton Championships, India's Lakshya Sen settled for runners-up title after losing to Lin Chun-Yi in straight games in the men's singles final today. Despite putting up a strong fight, Sen couldn't get past to his familiar rival from Chinese Taipei, going down 15-21-20-22. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India were 191-1 in 14 overs against New Zealand in the summit clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad, when reports last came in. Earlier, New Zealand won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.